Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. We are back once again live, and thank you to all of you that are listening through the podcast platforms. We are everywhere like that. Today is Thursday, July 15th, and we're gonna talk about some of the things that men do not tell women. And a lot of the men are going to be telling you what they don't tell you. Now, of course, this doesn't apply to every man, it's just something to do for fun. ¿Cuáles son algunas de las cosas que los hombres no le cuentan a las mujeres? Ya sabemos que esto no aplica a todos los hombres. So, cálmate. Now, so, what are some of the things that men... they don't tell women, you know, and we already know that this isn't, as I stated, this doesn't apply to all men. It's just something, all men, it's just something to do for fun. This guy states, so what are some of the things that you all women, what are you thinking that the men aren't telling you, but you already know? That's a completely different question. They don't have to tell you this. You already know it like that. So this guy states, number one, what he doesn't tell his woman is, that he flushes mid-pee and then he races the toilet. So while he's urinating, he'll flush the toilet. Like when it's like, okay, I guess because he doesn't want it to be heard, or how long it's taking to be heard, or the sound to be heard. So he'll start urinating and then he'll flush the toilet when he's almost finished. Then as the toilet is going down and it can't be heard, he'll try to hurry up and finish. Like that's what he doesn't tell his woman that he does like that. He also states, number two, instead of using twist ties to close the bread, he just spins the open end of the bag and tuck it underneath. She will be aware of that. So you don't have to tell her that. She'll know that instead of putting a twist tie back on the bread, you actually tossed it like that. Or used it to dig in your teeth. Used it as a toothpick like that. Number three, he states that I don't tell my woman that when I'm in the shower, I like to cup the water to my chest, then watch it splash to the floor. Number four, he doesn't tell her that he enters beast mode running up the stairs while he's alone. So when she's out of the house, he doesn't tell her that when he's going upstairs, he's like sprinting up the stairs, like fast, like like a marathon runner, maybe even skipping stairs and just damn hopping and running at the same time. That's what he doesn't tell her that he does. Number five, he doesn't tell her that he fantasizes about her female friends. Yes, all of them, he states. Number six, he doesn't tell her that he thought about freezing time and doing naughty things to people. Okay. He also doesn't tell his woman, every man has woken up with morning wood and have to do the Leaning Tower pizza to hit the toilet. Now, he also doesn't tell her that he checked online to see if his penis is the adequate length. Now, he stated he also doesn't tell his women that all men, he states all men, we know he can't speak for all men, but still. All men at one point in their lives have given a nod TM to another man for one reason or another. They have also given it to a woman only to receive a look of confusion. Additionally, they were never taught the nod TM. It simply exists within them naturally. What he also doesn't tell his woman is that He blows his nose into his hands in the shower. He also says he doesn't tell her that he wastes the bed covers to unseat a fart. He also states he doesn't tell her that while peeing, he tries to cover the entire surface of water with pee bubbles. This man has a lot going on with urination. He also doesn't tell his woman that when he writes a comment on a girl's Facebook page, he rereads it a million times after sending it to make sure it doesn't sound dumb, and then it dies. He doesn't tell her that he imagines how he would save your workplace, school, or whatever from terrorists. So he's imagining how he would save the workplace, the school, or whatever from terrorists. He doesn't tell his woman that he looks at his poop when he's finished. I mean, sometimes you just need to enjoy the masterpiece you just created. That's what he stated. He doesn't tell her that he watches romantic comedies alone. No one else can be present. No one can know. He doesn't tell her that he takes off his underwear and then kicks it up into his hand, and it makes him feel like a goddamn ninja master, he states. He doesn't tell her that he deletes his search history. He doesn't tell her that he aims his pee at the edge of the toilet water or higher to avoid people knowing that he's peeing. He has a lot going on with urination. He also doesn't tell her that he tried to see how far away he could get whilst taking a pee and keeping it in the bowl. So he would stand away from the toilet back and try. That's why the pee stains on the floor and all on the toilet seat, in the rim of the toilet. Somebody, Stephen, answers him and asks this. Don't forget, this is what I don't tell my woman, Stephen states to this person's comment. Insert random household animal here. Don't forget, farted on, insert random household animal here, just because it was snuggled in the wrong place at the wrong time. So if the cat looks angry and smells like ass, ladies, you know why. That's what Stephen states. Somebody answered Stephen, a guy did, and said, awesome, I do the same thing. So, okay, so they've been past the gas. I call it past the gas. I don't like that F word, but, you know. They've been past the gas on whatever snuggly bunny you have in your house as the household pet. The cat is what they stated. So if your cat smells like past gas and ass, as they described it, it is because your man passed gas on it. And they're not telling you. Like that. Let me sip on this tea a little bit. I think these answers that he gave, that long list of answers, wasn't very serious. For me, it was quite comical, a lot of it. Let's move on to, and a lot of men answered this. Hundreds of answers. A lot of men answered this question. Of course, they can't speak for all men. We already know that. Alden states, number one, what I don't tell my woman or women, I know we're good friends and that we have a meaningful platonic friendship, but I'd so bang you if I had the chance. That's what he wants to say, but he doesn't say. Also, what I don't tell women, you do look fat in that dress. So with women really do ask men if they look fat in dresses. I thought that was just a saying that men made up. So women are really asking the guy if they look fat in the dress, as opposed to how do I look in this dress? I would say, how do I look in this dress? Or how this look? I never used it, how do I look fat in this dress, like that. So he states that he doesn't tell them that you do look fat in that dress. He also doesn't tell them that you have indeed gained weight. Okay, so maybe I talked about this, how men have been conditioned in the lying. That's what women don't bring up. Men have been conditioned in the lying out of fear of telling the truth. And He also doesn't tell them, I kind of actually agree with your boyfriend when he said you're acting like a bitch. I also don't tell them, I truly think you're in the wrong here and that you should stop being a whiny brat who's covering up her insecurities with dumb excuses only spoiled princesses will use. So men, they don't say these things because they don't want to get accused of being a jerk or they don't want to start an argument. I talked about how men have been conditioned to lie. That's the worst thing. A lot of women talk about how men have been conditioned. That could or could not be true. The one truth of how they've been conditioned is that they've been conditioned to lie. Now, who's conditioned them how to lie? Women. But not being accepting the truth and the man just not wanting to argue about it and fearing being called a jerk. But then the woman to say, I want you to be honest. He know he would dare not be honest. Because sometimes honesty could pack a punch. He says, I also don't tell my woman or women, your makeup is horrible. I also don't tell them, stop trying so hard to take selfies. No matter what angle you pose with, you still don't look good. He says he doesn't say it. I bet a lot of men are thinking what this guy is saying. Women don't ask the men because they're not going to tell the truth. They're going to avoid that argument like the plague. Like that. To say that, they've been conditioned to lie not to hurt your feelings or for you not to get angry. He says, I also don't tell my woman, babe, you should totally watch out yourself and ignore all my feelings. Please go ahead and date that other guy. I only want you to be happy. I'm totally fine with crying my eyes out every night before I go to bed as I think about losing you. He also doesn't tell them, I have a ton of anger issues, and that may really scare you one day if you piss me off. Heck, I may slap you really, really hard. Okay, that's what he doesn't tell them. He also doesn't tell them, I wish I could punch you in the face and get away with it. Well, you may be, some women may like that because a lot of women, they don't want you treating them gently like that. So he also says, I don't tell them why. Yes, I do indeed look at other women and fantasize about having sex with them or even having a relationship with them. He also doesn't tell them, your friend is actually kind of hotter than you are. A lot of women would call this man a jerk, and a lot of men probably think like this, but they keep it down below. They don't say it like that. He said, I also don't tell them, I was close to setting your hair on fire while you were asleep. I don't tell them, my hobbies include infidelity. I don't tell them, you were kind of bad in bed, babe. And I don't tell them I already had way better. I don't tell them if you don't think that I am hot and good looking with all these beefed up muscles, you must be blind, bitch. I don't tell them if the pregnancy test shows positive, I'm running away tonight. Okay. This guy is like out there. Now, I don't tell them, well, I'm going to foot the bill now, but it'd be actually super awesome if you paid half, you know. I don't tell them I came up with nicknames for you. They're Miss Difficult, Cunny, Bitch Face, and Self-Entitled Whore. That's what he states he's been holding in. So men have been holding in their feelings. Women want men to talk about their feelings. These would be them. These are the feelings. So he's been holding it in and giving you the poker face like that. Now, D'Amelio states, what I don't tell him is, I really hate hanging out with your friends, especially if we're the only one in the group, because it's mostly girl talk and we mostly have nothing to say most of the time. So women, you all make your men tag along when you go out with your girlfriends. Why? Unless their husbands are invited, the girlfriend's husbands. Number two, I don't tell them. We get stupendously jealous if you are with a male friend. Especially if you guys are close, because secretly all guys have a thing for their close female counterparts. We don't want another male to have ideas on our girlfriends. Number three, we don't tell them. It's really tough living in the Me Too movement. We want to treat you as equal and self-respected, but we don't want to be labeled as a simp or worse, be treated like one from the girls we like. And no, women don't like simps, and women, this woman, doesn't like a beta male like that. Number four, what we don't tell them, he doesn't tell them, that we aren't always ATMs. That would really be surprised if y'all paid for a date or buy something for us with your money. I swear we'll never forget it for life. Plus, we will always cherish it because it's mind-blowing to us. How many girls have bought their boyfriend a PS5 console? Instead, they expect us to buy them that necklace. Okay, ladies, he wanted to treat you equal. He wants you to start spending your cash that you've earned on him. Now, number five, what he doesn't tell them. Even if we are in a relationship, we want to also be your best friend. It's hurtful when you intentionally confide in your friends about something without telling us first. It makes us feel that we failed you. We also can't read minds. So please be direct in telling us what you want. He also states what he doesn't tell women or his woman. Most dudes love their mom, so we apologize if we pick our moms before you, but our moms were the first females that believed in us and listened to our problems, plus also cooked for us. So it's your loss if you want us to pick between you and your mom. So he's going to choose his mother over you, he's stating, and he wants you to buy him that PS4 console, and he's not an ATM like that. We love being by your side is also what he doesn't tell them, 24/7, but sometimes we need an alone time to be by ourselves. It might be in the form of playing video games, watching TV, fishing, watching ball, reading a book. It's not that we don't love you, but that's our way of coping with stress, which most of the time might be from a female partner. So to cope with the stress that he gets from the female partner, he stated, he needs his alone time, and that's what he's not telling the woman. Also, what he doesn't tell them is, if it were up to us men, he's stating men, you know, we would love a simple wedding because it's cheaper and weddings last for a day. It would have been wiser to invest it on our future home, child, car, etc. But because we have to fulfill your childhood fantasy, we wouldn't mind dishing over $300,000 just for a one-day wedding and honeymoon. I agree with him with that one. I won't speak for most guys, but probably because I'm a financially struggling student, I sometimes overanalyze to monetary costs of taking you out on a date and shopping. I'm always afraid to tell you because I don't want to appear cheap or selfish. Plus, I want to do anything to make you happy. That's what he states. Anonymous states what he doesn't tell women or his women, that we fantasize about women all the time. Most of us tend to, he states. The best of us won't let it out ever. So women don't go to your man, do you fantasize about? Yeah, of course he's not going to tell you, yeah. He's going to avoid that argument like the plague. He's been conditioned to lie. Because the first thing you're going to do is cry or kick and scream or whatever. The best of us, I would have expected they would be fantasizing about other women. Real women or dreamed up women, you know. To the best of us won't let it out ever. We keep it under wraps. We could be loyal for life in reality and still be engaged in affairs mentally. Yeah, we can compartmentalize fantasy from reality really well. We even stop feeling guilty about it after a point in time. And when you're conditioned to lie, you start living a double life. And you create a double personality when you're conditioned to lie. When a person is conditioned to lie and they keep the truth in, no matter what the truth is or how harsh the truth sounds, they create a double personality. Now, is number two what he states he doesn't tell women? No, your father isn't the demigod you think he is. We've seen better men, much better. But we'll play along with you and let you believe that your father is the best there is. Now, I was considered a daddy's girl when I was young. Young childhood, toddler, on up until early teenage years. Then I became very close to my mother. I don't remember a lot of being a daddy's girl, but everybody around my family would say I was a daddy's girl. So women are going to be close to their. I've been close to both of my parents. I talk about that on the podcast a lot. My mother from teenage years on up until I was 29 and left the state and then eventually left the country like that. So I was very close to her. But first, everybody would say I was most definitely a daddy's girl, all-time daddy's girl. So just like the other guy said about his mother, some women, they have a close attachment to their father also. Now, the next one is what he doesn't tell his. Yes, we will step up when you are being harassed and leered at, but do you mind dressing sensibly? So that won't need to have to, that don't need to add, so we don't need to add as your bodyguards all the time. We know you may get leered at even when you are dressed sensibly, but the chances do really reduce in that case. So he's saying, yeah, they'll defend you and step up if you're being harassed, but do your part by not letting the goods hang out. That's what he's stating. And then there would be no need for defense. And then I think it would be best if the man is defending you, if you're covered up and a man and other men are still leering. Then, yeah, he has a case of defending you. But if your breast is landing, is hitting another man's mouth as you turn around because of the top you're wearing, but your man is supposed to defend you, it's like, no. That's cut good. It's like, you know. So he also states that what he doesn't tell women or his woman, if you want to party to late at night and consume a lot of alcohol or recreational drugs and then complain if something untoward happens to you, fine. But then what's the difference between you and an impulsive 13-year-old? You could do all that. Just stop calling yourself a modern, mature woman then. He also, what he doesn't tell women is marriage with sex means no marriage. I concur. I agree with this. I've been talking, a sexless marriage isn't a marriage. That's having a roommate. And no, sex isn't the most important thing in marriage, but whatever else is being done between the two that isn't important either. It's equally unimportant. We need physical intimacy, and love for us is as much physical as it is emotional and mental. No sex and have the love goes out the window. He said if he's in a sexless marriage, the majority of the love, he doesn't even love the person anymore. Marriage is not supposed to be a list of chores to do. It's supposed to be a physical, mental, and emotional partnership for life. What do you all think about what he says? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Anonymous states what he doesn't tell women, your ass does look fat in that and will in the other outfit also. You gained 80 pounds since we were married. It had to go somewhere. You are my wife. You are the mother of my children, and I love you, but can we please stop pretending that you are a sexy young thing? And especially now in this day and age when we can't use having children as an excuse. I've had 4 biological children, and I've always been slim and trim all of my life, and I worked at the same time and raised them and went to school and was married at the same time. So we can't use excuses for our women. We can't use excuses for our weight and then wanting the men to create a different personality to appease us. Stop causing men, conditioning men to lie where they create multiple personalities. Number two, he states what he doesn't tell them. Your makeup is a waste of time and annoys me a lot. I'm the most important man in your life and I get to see you without makeup. So why so much anxiety about how others see you? Okay. Number three, what he doesn't tell them. Yes, that young woman in the rather skimpy outfit did arouse me. I'm a human male. When I see firm breasts and a round butt with thin waist between it, I lust. It is true. It is also true that I bring my hard-earned money home instead of spending them on affairs with other women. It is also true that I come home to play with our children instead of trying to pick up an affair in the bar. I made my choice to be loyal to you and to dedicate my life and my family to my family, and I stick to it. Out in the world, I'm a protector rather than a predator. I'm proud of my behavior. That you are trying to get under my skull and rewrite my thoughts really annoys me. So he's saying that he doesn't like when the women try to rewrite his thoughts and force him to not be attracted to other women. He states that he's attracted to other women. He has a pulse. He's still alive. He just happens to be married because he made a choice. He's bringing you the money, and he's choosing to not act on the attraction to other women and come home to you instead. But yes, there's attracted to other women. And that should be obvious to women. When a man gets married, that doesn't mean he dies like that. He's still human and alive. They're just making a choice to, yeah, she's attractive and making a choice like that to not pursue the other one and to be filled to you, to be loyal to you. So that would be obvious that men would be still attracted to other women while they're in a romantic relationship. That would be obvious. You don't go blind after you get married. Number four, he states, what he doesn't tell them. Yes, sometimes it does feel weird and unnatural to have a sexy young woman as your boss, especially in hotter days on casual Fridays. The feeling disappears when you talk to her and realize that she knows her stuff. Because sometimes we could be hot and we could be, it's about, we're all professional. It's about the business like that, you know? You know? Is he also doesn't tell them, why is it sexist to admit that some women do sleep their way to the top? They are the menace to decent professional women just as much as to decent professional men. I talked about that. I made a podcast called Sex Sells and how women know that. And it's somewhere in the podcast platforms. I made that last week, I think. Now, number six, what he doesn't tell them. I know I look big and strong, and I am. And I know you like me like that. But I wasn't always big and strong. I was a little kid once, and I was abused and bullied, and I still have it inside of me, and it hurts. I wish I could talk about it, but I'm afraid to destroy this feeling that you have of being protected by a rock of a man that you have with me. That's what he states. Like that. So, and especially with asking men's opinions on weight and how you look in your outfits, you know, are you ready to hear that truth? Or why even ask them, you know? Another guy states, men want their space, especially after an argument. Don't take umbrage or feel bad because he'd rather stay home and watch the game than go shopping with you. We all need a break from coupledom sometimes. And if your spouse needs some time apart after an argument or disagreement, your best bet is to give him that. So women like going shopping with their romantic partner. I do not. Because when I'm in the store, I would like to be by myself when I'm doing that because it takes me a long time when I'm shopping because I'll swarm around. I told you all how I shopped last year. I swarm around an outfit. It takes me a long time to make a decision. Should I buy it? Should I not? So I go around the same outfit a few times like that. And I've decided that because I do that, that means that I must not like it. Plus, I would just rather shop by myself. Because it feels strange, like, okay, how you're shopping and the man is moving to every space you're moving to in the store beside you. For me, that's kind of strange like that. The only way that I would want to go shopping with him, if he sat in the dressing room and he was going to watch me while I was coming out with the clothes on. I wouldn't want him beside me while I'm picking and choosing the clothes. Like that. I wouldn't like him like tagging along like that. Like, why? So I would prefer if he stayed at home when I shop so I could shop the way that I want to shop. This guy also states, men want their wives to initiate sex. Men want to feel wanted. That's the long and short of it. Having to gently ask, so how about tonight? Again and again, especially if you're mostly getting turned down, becomes demoralizing after a while. So that's how men initiate sex with their wife. I think that's cute. So that's what they say. I need to work on the next podcast about how men initiate sex with their wives. That's what they say. So how about tonight? My ex-husband never said it like that. This is how we would start sex. We would just start set like, okay, maybe just hugging, and then we would be kissing, and then sex would happen. Like that. So men would ask for it. And this is also how he would ask for it. He would be like, me or more. And I would look at him, and then he would, something with his eyes, he would like make move. He wouldn't say that, but he would move his eyes towards the bedroom like, it's my. Like that, he would get my attention, and then he would like, with his eyes, he would like, in his head, like nodding towards the bedroom, but doing something with his eyes like that. That's how he would initiate sex. We're gonna leave it right there. What do you think about what these guys said? I need to get ready for something. I have an appointment related to work. What do you think about what these guys said? Most definitely initiating sex. I never heard a man that says, so how about the night? I think that's cute saying that. I do. It's different and it's strange because my experience has never been that. The sex was initiated by it starting off as kissing, hugging, then kissing, and then you're like having sex. Or I would say, if I was initiating sex, so I guess nobody was initiated then. I guess maybe it's in the moment, and that's the way it would happen the majority of the time. If I initiated sex the way I already told you, I would say, okay, do you want to give me a massage? Okay, he knew that I was initiating sex. His other way of initiating sex was that eye movement and that nod like that. And looking at the bedroom like that. That was his well-initiated sex. I think it's very endearing and sweet. So how about tonight? So what do y'all think about these answers of what men don't tell women? I think that when men, that because men have been conditioned to lie, it creates a double self. And it could be repressed anger and repressed resentment. Because sometimes they know not to tell the truth because the one asking the question could not be ready for the truth or may have an emotional breakdown if they have the truth or may call the guy a jerk or an asshole. Because sometimes the truth sounds quite, sometimes the truth sounds quite direct and it could be not what you want to hear. So I guess they would rather avoid that conversation and tell you what they know you want to hear. So what do y'all think about that? Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.